Lesson 5, Exercise 2.
Hi, this is Dee Carson and Get It Right. This week we're talking about Britain, and our guest is Rory Graham. Welcome, Rory.
Hi.
Okay, Rory, our first question. Chad Barnes from Kentucky. He wants to know about Scottish weddings.
Well, he's asking the right person. I'm Scottish.
Okay, so Chad is going to Scotland this summer, and he's going to a Scottish friend's wedding.
He'll have a great time.
The problem is, his friend's fiancée is from a very traditional family, and Chad doesn't know what a traditional Scottish wedding is like. What should he do? What should he wear? And what kind of present should he take?
Okay, well, let's start with clothes.
He asks, should I wear a kilt?
If you want to, Chad, they'll love it. At an ideal Scottish wedding, all the men wear kilts.
All right, so wear a kilt, Chad. And his next question is, what kind of present should I take?
It doesn't really matter, but most couples have wedding lists. You should check the list before you buy anything.
And what about money? Is that a good present?
No, not really. You shouldn't give money except if the couple ask for it.
Okay, so a present from the wedding list, not money.
Yes, and one other thing. Because you're a friend of the groom, Chad, you should sit on the right-hand side of the church.
So is that friends of the groom on the right and friends of the bride on the left?
Yes. And of course, at the reception, the bride and groom should begin the dancing.
So don't dance first, Chad.
No, but then dance the night away. Scots really know how to have a good time. Enjoy yourself, Chad.
Well, Chad, there you have it. I'm really envious. Enjoy.